This is Dugarris Masculus MGTOW Flyers. That is two three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dugarris. This is flyer number 706, part 2, entitled The Masculist Targeting of the Boyfriends of Monoconscious Feminazis. Carrying straight on. Once masculists and MGTOWs, it's men going their own way, that is, men who refuse to marry and have kids due to the toxicity of divorce for men, due to the feminists having taken over the divorce courts in the 70s, are numerous enough, this enormous collective pressure on women to become bi-conscious will be very effective, converting millions of young women to bi-consciousness, or they will pay a very heavy price, not having a man in their lives, and thus suffering the awful consequences of being manless, that is, no love, no sex, no baby, no respect, no male companionship, and forced to lead a manless, miserable life, rotting on the shelf, dying a slow, miserable death, living with her cats, and taking antidepressant drugs, as do about a third of middle-aged women today. A masculist can target more than his monoconscious feminist girlfriend. He can also target the monoconscious feminists in his social circle, attacking those MFBs he knows who remain feminazi bitchy by haranguing them with verbally violent, ideologically hateful, masculist rhetoric, blowing them out of the room. He can tell his monoconscious feminist girlfriend that he can't tolerate her monoconscious feminazi friends and that he wants nothing to do with them anymore, and doing that will put real pressure on his girlfriend, who may think, quote, "I might lose my boyfriend if I keep contact with these," in brackets, "monoconscious feminist friends of mine, so I'd better get friendlier with women who are not monoconscious feminists," end quote. If this masculine student is rather articulate, then he can attack the monoconscious feminist professors on his campus, yelling at them, "Learn some masculism, you monoconscious feminazi cunts, you hypocritical, bigoted geociders. Learn that women oppress men far worse, and stop bashing men for the relatively minor ways that men oppress women, given the way you women oppress men with your man slavery, your divorce rape, your forced fathering, etc. Your hypocrisy disgusts men, you fat, ugly, unfuckable bitches." If there are a lot of masculists in his presence at the time, they can support him by attacking her with similar comments so that the feminazi professors become painfully conscious that they are not dealing with an aberrant individual, but with a whole political masculist movement, and that will really scare them. More politically minded, more ambitious masculine students can aim further afield, e.g. by targeting monoconscious feminist politicians or authors who play an important role in spreading feminist monoconsciousness. For example, imagine in the US state that a given biconscious masculine student is living in is some well-known monoconscious feminist politician who happens to be married to a monoconscious male feminist husband. The student does a bit of Googling and finds the name and email address of this husband. The student then prepares a package of masculist articles and videos and emails them to the husband with an explanatory note explaining that what the student is aiming to achieve. For example, quote, "Dear husband of monoconscious feminist politician X, we biconscious masculists see monoconscious feminists as geociders, that is, genociders of the whole planet, since they have so poisoned young women's minds with monoconscious feminist ideas that two-thirds of young men don't even date young women, thus crashing the birth rate. Attached to this email are some articles and video links to the main masculist ideas. Can you please study them and become biconscious yourself, and then use your husbandness to convert your wife to bi-consciousness so that she starts preaching bi-consciousness to women, so that women become nicer for men to be with, or whole populations will be wiped out. Cheers, Joe Masculus Blogs, X Campus, Y State, USA." End quote. Now, for ideas on how bi-conscious masters can convert monoconscious feminists to bi-consciousness. Masters can appeal to the self-interest of young women who are monoconscious feminists by telling them that if they, that is the feminists, learn some masculine ideas and become bi-conscious, then they will become a lot nicer for men to be with, and hence more likely to keep their boyfriends, when nearly every young man has been influenced by masculine and MGTOW ideas. Masters can explain to monoconscious feminists that once these women learn some masculinism, they will see that indeed gender oppression is a two-way street, and that women oppress men worse, so that monoconscious feminist criticism of men's oppression of women will seem hypocritical to someone who is bi-conscious. Bi-conscious feminists become a lot less angry at men for the ways that men oppress women, because they see that women oppress men worse. So these feminists lose their monoconscious feminazi bitchiness towards men and become a lot more approachable by men, thus increasing the odds that they will keep their boyfriend when the time comes when nearly all men are informed of masculine and MGTOW ideas. More open-minded, less bigoted, monoconscious feminists will be influenced by this self-interest argument and will be prepared to listen to what the masculines have to say to them. If a monoconscious feminist boyfriend is in the process of becoming bi-conscious himself at the same time, then that will double the moral pressure on her to become bi-conscious. So she will feel both the carrot and the stick. That is, the carrot being that it is in her self-interest to become bi-conscious, since she will then be more likely to keep her boyfriend. And the stick being that if she doesn't convert herself into bi-consciousness, then her boyfriend might dump her in disgust at her monoconscious hypocritical bigotry. Master students can become a lot more political, approaching the presidents of their universities, pushing them to arrange for masculine ideas to be taught in gender studies courses on their campuses. There are, after all, two genders, not one. So to label women's studies gender studies is a misnomer. Masculines want campuses to teach the idea that gender oppression is a two-way street, so that female students learn to be bi-conscious and stop trashing men who are fed up with misandrist male dumping feminazi cunts, and punish them so severely that monoconscious feminists are effectively exterminated by being forced to rot on the shelf due to manlessness. This is no exaggeration, since today in the US, 2/3 of young men refuse to even date young women, brackets, says a 2022 opinion poll by Pew, P-E-W, Research Center, who showed that nearly 2/3, that's 63%, of young men between 18 and 30 don't even date young women, claiming that these young women were, quote, undateable due to being, quote, too poisoned by feminism. The masculines can push university presidents that they have a powerful moral duty to promote bi-consciousness in order to counter the geocide of monoconscious feminism. Even more ambitious masses can get their ideas into books and get on the mass media to spread masculine ideas so that the masses, the millions, become exposed to them, so that the whole gender political zeitgeist changes, so that politicians can then men-fare the gender laws, so that women become FIPs, F-I-P's, financially independent persons, so that the divorce courts are made men-fare, so that GECs, GECs, gender equality committees, can be set up in the parliaments that consist half of female feminists and half of male feminists, so that the gender issues of both sexes can be dealt with equally, which is far from being the case today, in today's gynocentric society, in gender political terms. These GECs will then men-fare the gender laws, for example, legislate the PARA, paternity rejection right, so that men have the same right to reject an unwanted pregnancy as women have. legislate the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth for all births, to block women's awful gender crime of paternity fraud, in brackets, where the woman claims to her man that the kid growing in her is his, but she knows it's not, close bracket. Maskers want paternity fraudster women to be put in jail for 15 years, since paternity fraud is a far worse gender crime than rape, which typically gets a man a 10-year jail sentence. When there are lots of bi-conscious feminists, they can combine forces with the maskless by voting with men, with maskless, bi-conscious maskless, for the men faring of the gender laws, for the establishment of the GECs, etc. There's obviously a lot for the maskless to do, as should be clear from the above. So lots of maskless need to get moving, starting with their monoconscious feminist girlfriends and these women's monoconscious feminist friends. A maskless political snowball needs to be set rolling so that millions, billions of men can be liberated from the awful gender crimes that women commit against men. For example, the big three. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the maskless tab for 700 plus maskless essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on maskulism at, quote, AI will kill 1 billion people, dash. Do we create our exterminators, question mark? Professor Hugo de Garis, dash, London Real. Brackets. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the Maskless segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind. Again, for the last 40 minutes on Masklism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube, although well down in the search list, since YouTube has shadow banned my maskless videos. I have nearly 1,000 maskless videos in 15 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name De Garis Maskless Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my maskless videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name De Garis Maskless Videos. That's four words. Ciao.